listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. State Liberal MP Michelle Lensink has revealed she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. The announcement was made late yesterday, with Ms. Lensink saying the cancer had been detected early, while also reminding women about the importance of regular screenings. She'll continue to sit in Parliament's upper house while receiving treatment and maintain her portfolios in Shadow Cabinet. CoreLogic has conducted some new research showing home value growth rates in the 2 years before and after interest rates started rising in May 2022. It shows that on the Limestone Coast, the median house price grew 35.5% prior to the rate hikes and has risen 16.1% in the time since. Research director Tim Lawless says that slight drop is due to multiple factors, including affordability being hammered in the early parts of the growth cycle.
We also saw regional migration trends very strong through 2020 up to 2022, and then more of a normalization of regional migration trends after that. But I think also higher interest rates have also quelled the marketplace.
The public can now have their say on Narracourt Lucindale Council's draft business plan and budget for the next financial year. There'll be cutbacks on some capital projects and investment in others, like upgrades to the Narracourt Swimming Lake and construction work on Miles Road. Mayor Patrick Ross says a rate increase of 5.8% is also included.
It increases the rate revenue by a couple of hundred thousand, which is, you know, prudent. But there are things to do. You know, some services to maintain, many increases in capital projects that are part of our long-term management plan.
And briefly in sport, round 5 of the K&T football season has been split across 2 weekends. This weekend sees Narracourt hosting Border Districts and Bordertown facing Padfaway.